Praise the Lord. The Lord is good. This is Save the World, an internet-based Christian ministry with a divine mandate to give sight to the blind and set the captives free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We have a web presence at christonline.info, www.christonline.info. My name is Babatope Babanobi, and today I shall be examining a topic I call prophecies for 2011. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I give you all the glory. I worship your holy name because you are the King of glory. You are the God of glory. You are the Alpha. You are the Omega. You are the first and you are the last. You are the beginning. You are the end. You are the same God yesterday. You are the same God today. You are the same God forever. You are the God that existed even from the beginning. Even as we want to examine this topic, I pray that you shall give your people a spirit of understanding in Jesus' mighty name. You shall give them a spirit of knowledge and a spirit of wisdom in the name of Jesus Christ. Your spirit shall honor your word in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, because you are Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. We shall be looking at that topic, which I call prophecies for 2011. We have just entered the new year, and a lot of people are apprehensive about how the year we portend for them. Every new year brings a lot of anxieties, a lot of fears, a lot of expectations, and a lot of hopes. Many people naturally want to know how the new year will work out for them. Will I succeed this year? Should I start a new business this year? Will my plans work out this year? Will I fail last year? If I start again, will I succeed this year? Will my desires come to pass this year? Will this year be a better year for me? Maritally, academically, professionally, and spiritually. These are some of the questions that agitate the minds of people. So naturally, like I said before, people are apprehensive. I want to know whether the new year will bring better success than the preceding year. These are questions people try to find answers to in the last month of every new year and in the new month of every new year. If you go to the internet, one of the greatest searches in the internet search engines like Google, like Yahoo, and several other search engines are people are always typing and looking for some keywords. The keywords include predictions for the new year, prophecies for year 2011. Several people have sent messages to me and email asking for predictions for the new year. Several people have sent messages, emails to me asking for prophecies and predictions for the new year. Unfortunately, in looking for predictions, a lot of people fall into the hands of false prophets. They fall into the hands of astrologers and they fall into the hands of soothsayers. By so doing, they practice idolatry, which is against the way and commandments of God. My message for you today is that you do not need to consult a soothsayer, a clairvoyant, or a spiritualist to know how this new year 2011 will fare for you. You don't need to be anxious about this new year. You don't need to be bothered about this new year. My message for you today is that you should stop searching all around you for new year predictions or new year messages. My message for you today is that you have the power to decide how this year will work out for you. But let us look at three biblical passages to buttress this position that you should stop looking around for new year prophecies or predictions. First, we shall be looking at Psalm 82 verse 1. It says that ye are gods. Ye are gods. It simply means that you have the mind of God. It simply means that you are an oracle yourself. You are a priest, you are a prophet, and you are an oracle of God. And you have the power to declare what you wish to come to pass this year regarding any area of your life. You have the power to shape your destiny this year. You have the power to shape your destiny this year. And you have the power to shape how your successes are going to be this year. I also want us to look at another passage. That is the book of Jeremiah. I also want us to look at another passage. And we shall be looking at the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11. For I know the thoughts I think toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Another version, the New International Version, says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. The New Living Translation says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." So it's very clear from this passage that God is always thinking of your success. It's very clear from this passage that whether you are entering a new year or a new month or a new week or a new day or a new hour or a new minute or a new second, God's plans for you is for you to succeed. He says he is thinking of giving you peace. He's thinking of giving you prosperity concerning your plans. That God is aware of your future, is aware of your expectations, is aware of your hopes, is aware of your desires. And the book of Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11 says clearly that he's always thinking of how he can give you an expected end. So as we have entered a new year, the plan of God for you this year is to give you an expected end. The plan of God for you this year is to take you away from evil. The plan of God for you this year is to give you a future and hope. So that is the plan of God for you. You don't need to consult any astrologer. You don't need to consult any prophet. God is speaking to you clearly in Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11 that he has a good plan for you. Let's look at the third Bible passage. We shall be looking at Ezekiel chapter 37 verse 3. It says, "Prophesy to these bones." God was talking to Ezekiel in this chapter, in this passage. He said, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you and you shall live." This passage supports my any assertion that was based on Psalm 82 verse 1 that the year goes. You have the power to prophesy into year 2011 and shape the destiny of your family, shape the destiny of your business, shape the destiny of your marriage in 2011. You are a prophet. You are a priest. You have the mind of God. You are a God yourself. You are an oracle of God. You have the spirit of God. You are created in the image of God. And you have the power to prophesy your life situation. You have the power to prophesy into your life situation. You have the power to prophesy into your life situation and command it to turn around for better in Jesus' mighty name. So what are you waiting for today? You have the power to speak to the year. God says he has good plans for you, but these plans are only for his children. And the first step you need to take if you want the plans of God to come to pass for you is to surrender your life to him. If you want his good plans for you this year to come to pass in all spheres of your life, you have to surrender your life to Jesus Christ, who he has appointed as the Savior and Shepherd of all souls. Say this simple prayer: "Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come unto you and I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I confess my sins and pray for repentance through the blood of Jesus Christ. I promise and I decide today I shall go and sin no more. I invite your spirit to rule my life in Jesus' mighty name." If you have said that prayer, you are now a son of God. You are now a child of God. And if you have said that prayer, that means that every good plan of God for you will come to pass this year in the name of Jesus Christ. Now that you are born again, you are the Spirit of God, and you have the power to command to pass what you want to come to pass in your life this year. You are God. You are born, you are created in the image of God, and you are the power of God. So this moment, you have the power to command to pass every good thing you want to come to pass in your life this year in the name of Jesus Christ. This year, even as God commanded, even as God told Ezekiel to prophesy into the dry bones, you have the power to prophesy into every dry bone of your life, to receive flesh and to come to life in the name of Jesus Christ. So this is the prophecy I have for you this year. You have the power to prophesy yourself. Stop looking for prophets. Stop looking for predictions for this new year. Predict into the new year. Predict into your life. Predict good things into your life. Predict good things into your marriage. Anything you want to pass in your academics, in your businesses, you have the power in your mouth. You have the power in your tongue. You have the power in your lips to say it and come to pass. You are a prophet yourself. And this day, I want you to start opening your mouth and prophesying what you want to come to pass in this new year. And God shall honor his word in the name of Jesus Christ. I shall end this prayer by praying to you. And I pray that the power of God shall be with you in the name of Jesus Christ, even as you start to prophesy concerning your life in Jesus' mighty name. I speak to every dry bone in your life, anything that can be described as dry bone your life, whether it's your academics that you have been failing, whether it's in your business that you have been failing, whether it's in your marriage that you have been having problems. I speak to those dry bones in the order of Ezekiel. I speak to all those dry bones in the order of Ezekiel, and I command them to receive life in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything that has been stagnant in your life, by the Spirit of God, I speak to them, receive life in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to your marriage, I speak to your academics, I speak to your businesses, I speak to your income, I speak to your bank accounts, and I command them to receive life right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Every bone in your life, everything that has been dry in your life, anything that you have lost hope on, every good thing that you have lost hope on, let the power of restoration, let the power of recovery, let the power of restoration descend upon it right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak to your dry bones to receive life right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, every plan of God for your life shall come to manifestation this year in the name of Jesus Christ. By the Spirit of God, I speak to this year and I say this year shall favor you in the name of Jesus Christ. In this year, you shall have a testimony. This year shall be a better year than 2010 in the name of Jesus Christ. Even as you are starting a new decade, as many things as you lay your hands on and start. But the Bible says that anything you lay your hands on shall succeed. I pray the Spirit of success on as many businesses that you start upon this year in the name of Jesus Christ. At the end of this year, you shall have a good testimony. The joy of the Lord shall be your portion. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Save the World is an internet-based Christian ministry with a divine mandate to give sight to the blind and set the captives free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. If you want more information on the strategies and tactics you can use to succeed in this year, I will encourage you to visit our website at christonline.info, www.christonline.info. There you shall find more information on what you need to do to lead a victorious and overcoming and successful Christian life. You can also send us an email at info@christonline.info for prayers, concerning and is also, if you also want to donate or support our work in any way, we'll be happy to read your messages. You can also give us a call. We are based in Nigeria. The country code of Nigeria is 234. So if you want to speak to us for prayers, for counseling, or if you have any questions, you can give us a call on 234-0835-897435. Our phone number again is 234-80-3589-7435. My name is Babatope Babalobi.